here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 13th of June, 2009. It's the birthday of Ban Ki-moon, born in a farming village in North Chungcheong Province in South Korea in 1944, the Secretary General of the United Nations. It's the birthday of the artist Christo, born Christo Vladimirov Yavachev in Gabrovo, Bulgaria in 1935. And it's also the birthday of his wife, the artist Jean-Claude, born Jean-Claude Denat de Guibon in Casablanca, also in 1935, known for their huge installations like Running Fence, a fabric fence that stretched through Sonoma and Marin counties in California in 1976. And in 2005, they did The Gates in Central Park in New York City, 7,503 orange pieces of fabric stretched on poles throughout the park. All of their art installations are temporary. They take years to prepare. They're often on display for just a couple of weeks. It's the birthday of the mystery writer Dorothy Sayers, born in Oxford, England, 1893, who created the character Lord Peter Wimsey, whom she wrote about in 11 novels and 21 short stories. She graduated from Oxford, got a job writing advertising, joined a motorcycle gang, fell in love with one of its members, got pregnant by him, and started writing mystery novels to make more money. The birthday of Alexander the Great is not known, but historians believe that he died on this day in Babylon in 323 BC at the age of about 33 years old. His kingdom spanning Europe and Asia from Greece to Egypt and all the way to India. And it's the birthday of William Butler Yeats, born in Dublin, 1865, who, as a boy, loved poetry and mysticism. He read a book called Esoteric Buddhism that his aunt had given him and loved the idea that the world of matter was all an illusion. When he was 20, he and his friends formed the Dublin Hermetic Society to conduct experiments into the nature of ghosts and psychic powers. Yeats's family was Protestant, and the Protestants were part of the upper-class population in Dublin. They were generally pro-English. Ireland was still an English colony at the time. The Catholics wanted Irish independence. Yeats was not interested in politics until he met the beautiful actress Maud Gonne, who was a nationalist, and he spent years writing political plays for her to star in. Yeats tried to write Irish national poetry, poetry that would express Ireland's collective soul based on Irish mythology, but then decided he needed to write for himself instead. He wrote, "We make out of the quarrel with others rhetoric, but of the quarrel with ourselves poetry." Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Robb entitled The Great Poem. The great poem is always possible. Think of Keats and his odes. But we shouldn't have to be dying. What I'm writing now is not the great poem. After a few lines, I could tell. It may not even be a particularly good poem, although it's too early to decide about that. Keep going, I say. See what happens. But trying hard is one of the problems, since it shows in the lines as a strain or struggle that reminds the reader too much of the writer, whereas most readers want to listen alone. The great poem, I think, will arrive when I no longer care. Perhaps I'll have abandoned art altogether, and I won't even want to write the poem down, but then I'll remember what I once would have given for this moment, and I'll go back to my desk, and I'll write the poem as though I were another person, someone I will never be again. The Great Poem by Lawrence Robb, from The History of Forgetting, published by Penguin Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.